And we are going to start with a little opening prayer. So if you'd like to close your eyes, please, and take a few deep breaths and just focus on the sound of my voice. Divine source of all love and light, great Mother Goddess of the moon and ocean, great Father God of the sun and sky, divine parents of the earth and all who live within and upon it, we call upon your presence and your power this evening. Open our eyes that we might see, our hearts that we might know. Let us be conduits and vessels through which your wisdom and your power might flow. Grant us the boon of your protection, a cloak, a shield to keep us safe and free from harm, held invisible to all shadow. Bless the path that we walk upon and guide others upon, holding those we hold dear in the well of the palm of your hand, that they too might benefit from your healing grace and love. Divine Source, we ask these things of you for the greater good of all and to harm none, and in accordance with the will of our higher self. Let then this be so, so mote it be. Amen. So this evening's prayer is one of my own. It's slightly amended for this evening's service. So you're absolutely more than welcome. If you want a copy of that, just let me know and I can shoot that over to you. That's not a problem. Now, this evening's meditation is going to be an earth healing meditation. Our dear old planet, as I'm sure you can attest to, is in dire need at the moment in many, many different ways. Ecologically, economically, in regards to the people on it who are suffering and struggling as a result of ecological disasters and as a result of wars and whatnot. And I think, although sometimes we don't feel we can do a great deal practically, physically to help the planet, we can always send positive thoughts to the planet and those people on the planet in order to contribute some positive energy to its survival and to its healing. And I did think about doing a completely separate earth healing group online. But my experience in the past has always been, whenever I've done anything where I've talked about focusing on earth healing, people have stayed away in droves. It's a very unpopular thing, in my experience, spiritually speaking. And even if you endeavor to do it for free, it's really difficult to drag people along. So I thought, instead of doing something separate, if I incorporate it into every other Sunday Angel service, then people would come along because, you know, one, it's free, two, there's a possibility of getting a free message, and you slip them in there and do a crafty earth healing at the same time. So from now on, every other angel service will incorporate an earth healing meditation inside it. So we're going to do this earth healing meditation. There will be a little channeling slipped in the middle of it as well for you. And after that, we will then go on to do the messages from the angels. So if you'd like to get nice and comfortable, I'm going to find some lovely music for you. This is one of my favorite pieces that Andrew composed quite some time ago called Lemuria. It starts with a little bit of bird song. So if you hear that bird song in the distance, don't fret. There's no pigeons trapped in your chimney or anything like that. It is on the recording. And if you just want to have a good shuffle around and get as comfortable as you can in your chair, then we'll get started. So for this particular meditation, it's important that at least some part of you is touching the floor, your feet touching the floor, or you might choose to sit on the floor or lie on the floor. It is entirely up to you, but some part of you needs to be in contact with the ground beneath you. Have a good shuffle around. Make sure you're lower back is nice and supported, that the chair or the ground is taking your full weight. No tension or stress in your shoulders and your neck. No tension or stress in your hands or your feet. Close your eyes. Slow your breathing down. Breathe a little deeper in and out. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. I want you to become aware of that contact that you've made with the ground, with the earth beneath your feet. And I want you to begin to extend your awareness through it, deep into the earth below. Imagine your consciousness sinking down, journeying down, deep into the dark and loamy earth, like the roots of a tree, venturing deep and wide into the body of the planet. As your consciousness descends, it passes through bands, seams of precious metal. It passes through the roots of trees and plants and flowers. It passes sleeping seeds waiting for the spring sunlight to call them from their slumber. It passes crystals and stones hidden in the earth, serving secret purposes for the planet. As your consciousness journeys deeper down, further down, far beneath you, you become aware of a great luminous band of energy, a color that is rising to greet you as you descend to greet it. It is the cosmic ascended master Sanat Kumara, the bridging consciousness between mankind and the planet. As you meet this energy, as you embrace it, you merge for a moment with its consciousness and you feel it making adjustments to your energy, aligning you to the Great Mother, the Gaia Spirit, the consciousness of the planet upon which you rest. You feel yourself more deeply and more potently connected. You begin to sense, to hear the heartbeat of the world around you. And you recognize that it echoes your own heartbeat deep within. This is the deep energy of the earth, powerful, beautiful, delicate, ancient. As you align more and more with it, you become aware of its needs and requirements, of the Great Mother's vulnerabilities and strengths, her weaknesses and power. You become aware of the stresses and strains placed upon her, the great demand. You become aware of the trauma that she has endured, of the blood that has soaked into her soil, of the sadness and pain of the people and the animal kingdoms that have saturated into her bones. You become aware of how you can help her practically and energetically through the channeling of healing energy, love, and hope into her body and her being. Your genuine intention opens your mind to images of places nearby and far away that are in need of your help, and your heart races and reaches out to them and to the Great Mother herself, keen to offer help and assistance. And as you do this, a part of your consciousness begins to reach skywards, upwards, back through the deep darkness of the earth towards your body, resting upon it in meditation. Part of you rises through it, from the floor beneath you, through the energy channels of your body, your consciousness soaring up, up through and out of the top of your head, flowing along an invisible line of energy that rises and connects you to the higher spheres and spiritual energies above. Here, your consciousness connects not only to the energy and awareness of your higher self, your soul, but also to the energy of the angelic hierarchy and the ascended masters which wait high, high above you. You feel these great presences of light align their consciousness with your own and begin to pour into and through you dazzling light. Light intended for the planet, to help her heal, to help her live, to prepare her for ascension and transformation. Gathering these energies, your consciousness now begins to descend, trailing the light given from the angels and the ascended masters, from your higher self, like the tail of a brilliant comet. Down, down, down you sink, back into and through your body, gathering speed as your consciousness and the light that it carries falls, passing through your form back into the ground beneath you. Down you race through the darkness of the lonely earth, carrying the light with you, reaching back to that part of your consciousness still connected to the Great Mother, and through it, pouring into the heart of the planet the brilliant light of the angels and the masters and your soul. The light pours deep, down, wide and out through the planetary core, through the beating heart of the earth. And the Great Mother receives it with love and thanks, drinking it deeply in. She passes the energy out across her form like a great wave of light. The energy flowing into those places, animals, plants, and people that are in need, soothing their pain and trauma, healing their bodies and spirits, healing the earth. Rest then in this state of service for a moment. You the channel, you the vessel, you the lightning rod, carrying the divine energy of spirit down into the earth, carrying the light of the angels and the masters and of your own soul down into the planetary body, healing, cleansing, energizing, feeding the mother with all that she needs. Now then, hear these words and take them to your heart, for they are offered with love. It is important never to allow yourself to think that you are too small to contribute to the needs of a greater whole, which can at times seem overwhelming. There is much that you can do. And although it might seem in comparison to the greater picture to be tiny, insignificant, it is important to remember that every tiny action plays its part. Every practical and impractical thing, every thought, every shared moment of love and appreciation, every healing gesture, however tiny, however small, contributes to the transmutation of the whole. Whether you remember to place into your pocket or your bag a carrier that you can use to fill with rubbish or litter that you might find as you walk up and down the country lane to work, to the post office, or whether you stop in awe and wonder and remember to give thanks to the power of nature for her beauty, which so often is taken for granted and ignored. Whether you sit each night for a moment in front of a flickering flame to offer healing light to the world, or whether you proactively lobby those human beings who present themselves as being in charge in order that they might truly represent the intentions of the people, their wants and needs. The earth is a spirit, and like all spirits, from time to time needs to be reminded that it is loved by those that it serves, needs to be reminded that it is considered and remembered and not taken for granted. And so from time to time, remember that this simple act of acknowledgement and appreciation can play its part. The power of your spirit, the power of your soul, can lord and magnify all other energies that it aligns with and contribute greatly to the blessing that they might offer the world. And so, remind yourself of this. Do not allow the shadow to deter you from doing what you can to contribute to the healing of your world. After some time, the light that flows through you ebbs and slows and begins to falter and halt. You feel the love of the mother all around you, thankful and appreciative for this gift of healing. Slowly, your consciousness begins to feel the tug of your body. You begin to feel yourself begin to float back through the planetary form. You give thanks to the mother and feel her loosening her hold of you. You feel the luminous light of Sanat Kumara disentangling your consciousness from your planet your consciousness from his own. You float back, back, up through the darkness of the soil, up through the glittering crystals, up through the seams of precious metal, up past stone and roots, up to the surface of the planet and your body that waits patiently above. As you have ascended, your connection to the masters and the angels has descended and disentangled also. You feel them releasing you, giving thanks, pouring praise for your efforts and your actions here this evening. You feel your awareness moving back into your feet and legs, to your hips and torso, your arms, your hands, your head. You feel your awareness centering back into your heart. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe energy into the sacral and root centers to center and ground yourself. Protect yourself if you feel you need to in the usual way. Slowly and gently return. Return. And when you are ready, open your eyes.